It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from this beautiful Hawaii, with beautiful weather. Anyway, today's subject is about Maui Sugar shutting down, and people throughout Hawaii go about their business not thinking anything about it, but it will be a domino effect. It will affect the whole state. Think back, folks, think back. When Aloha Airlines shut down, it affected the whole economy. The same thing is going to happen with Maui Sugar. But what I'm talking about is, I never saw the governor or any politicians at the Maui Sugar trying to help the people or trying to do something. I don't know. Maybe it's that's the way it's supposed to be. Anyway, if you're buying a new car, I really strongly recommend that you install that electronic rust-proofing device, because the bottom side of your cars are not painted, not like in old days. So installing the rust-proofing device keeps the bottom from rusting. Okay? So up to you, it's your car. You can get the rust-proofing device from Nita's Auto Repair or from Harvey Maeda on Kauai. If you're on Kauai, you can call Harvey, and Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay? So. And Harvey also has the fantastic Royal Purple HPS motor oil and ethanol. I know a lot of people, a lot of you in Hawaii, listen to the mechanics that ethanol's no good. Well, it's your car, folks. It's your money. Anyway, you should flush the power steering every 20,000 miles. 99% of the people don't do it. They only wonder, why did the power steering break? Anyway. Okay. The other thing that's on the topic that I was really blown away about was the airport parking. Whose idea was it to put the rent-a-car people closer to the terminal and make the people flying out park way on the other side of the parking lot and have to walk to the terminal? That don't make sense. You know, the rent-a-car people can just go and walk the distance to get the parking, to get the rent-a-car. But the people going away or going to the airport and need to park in the parking lot, they've been put way out of the way. And where's the common sense here? Okay? I don't know. Where's the aloha for the people? I don't see it. Okay, this is the big topic. Each one of you listening has to email or send a letter to your representatives and your city council people to get rid of safety check. The people in city council are fighting to keep it in. Why? Let me tell you what's happening. Those of you that never experienced it, Maybe you're not paying attention. The economy is bad. Business is slow. The people giving the safety checks are hustling. They're telling you you need to change the struts, this, that, everything else, in the hundreds of dollars, not just $20 for the safety check. And if you don't do what they're saying that you need, supposedly, they won't give you the safety check. So the safety check is not just costing you $20. Some of you, it's $2,000. Wake up. A lot of it is not necessary. I mean, I do this show to try to help you save money. But if you're not going to listen, then we might as well just call it off, forget it. Just got to be like sheep and go over the cliff. You need to email or send a letter to your representatives and council people that this is what you want. You want to get rid of safety check. State of Oregon has no safety check. A lot of states on the mainland don't have safety check. And in Oregon, Mario Yano was there, and he asked the question of how do they do it without safety check. Oregon has a law that the policeman sees you driving down the road with a busted taillight. He can tag you, okay? He can tag you with a $400 ticket or impound your car, whichever is greater, okay? He sees you with wobbly tires. He can impound you on the spot with a $1,000 fine. So when people know what the penalty is, they don't break the law. Okay? Now, the liability lies on the car owner. Right now in Hawaii, the state has the liability. Because if this car causes a big accident, there's going to be a big, big lawsuit. If those of you can remember, way back, on Kapahulu Avenue and Campbell Avenue, that corner there had a theater, Kapahulu Theater, way back. Okay? This was back in the 60s. A guy in a 58 Chevy, for some reason, lost control going up Kapahulu. He's speeding. Lost control. And the car rolled over into the line of people that's going into the theater. I forget how many people got killed. But it was because the ball joint broke off. The suspension on the front broke off. He lost control of the vehicle and it rolled over. Yes, that car did pass safety check. But did anybody check it? No. Did anybody check steering, suspension, CV shafts, stuff like that? No. They say, turn on your lights. Your signal light, your brake light, your reverse light, your wipers, your horn. Okay, you pass. No. For $20, what do you expect, folks? The mechanic is paid $25 an hour. If he goes down the list and checks everything on the safety checklist, it'll take him an hour. Would the business that's doing the safety check take a loss and do it free for you, the people? Wake up. If you were doing that in your business, would you do 8 hours of lost labor? I don't think so. Now, if the state says, oh, okay, we gotta adjust that. $150 for a safety check. How many of you are gonna be okay with that? $150 for a safety check? No, then you're going to be screaming. But right now, you just want to get by. And you don't want to get involved with getting rid of the safety check. The safety check is a bomb waiting to happen. Because when these cars that are defective or unsafe gets an accident, let's say kills a dozen kids in the school, and then you're going to say something? Why is it that people have to die before you do something? Like at an intersection, you don't squawk and put up a traffic light until somebody died there. Oh, excuse me. It has to be two people that died there. Then you think, oh, I think we need a traffic light. Why is it that we do everything backwards? If we're going to do it backwards, why don't all of you drive in reverse? Same thing. No, something's got to be done. This is ridiculous.
Okay, you want to go to Dr. Dean?
Okay.
Judge.
Aloha.
Hi, I just heard your comment about flushing the power steering fluid. And I was hoping you were going to tell us, which power steering fluid do you recommend?
Royal Purple.
Okay, the Royal Purple EZ, Max EZ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on that other question too, we don't talk too much about manual transmissions. But with manual transmissions, what kind of manual training oil do you recommend?
AMSOIL.
Okay, AMSOIL, yeah. Because AMSOIL has that gold-colored manual transmission fluid. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I just tested the Shell gas again this week. I was lucky to get a 90 reading at Kahala Shell.
Uh-oh. You're not supposed to say that on the air. Now they're going to lower it.
Well, there's a little converse to this, though. Even though it's 90, if you were to rely on that only with these newer cars, you still won't notice transmission slipping. So you have to put ethanol, and then your tranny don't slip as much.
Mm-hmm. But people
even
are not listening.
You might be up to speed. I don't know what it is. I guess the car just craves for more octane. But you have to keep putting ethanol until your tranny stops slipping.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people do that.
Yeah?
They get addicted to the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
The cars become alcoholics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like you. So.
No, seriously, I mean, I guess I'm trying to put it out to the listeners. If it's not for octane enhancement, it's a necessity now. Because I'm getting a little bit worried that every time when I drive, even though I know I have AMSOIL ATF in my tranny. No, I still get slippage.
Mm-hmm.
So no, we gotta keep putting ethanol and there's no slippage.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people listen?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, a transmission is expensive, you know. Nowadays, transmission runs by $7,000.
Oh yes.
This Toyota, like my Toyota, it's gonna be $7,000 and it busts.
Well, the only time people listen, Dean, is when it breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks for the tip.
Yep, thanks, George.
Aloha. Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, anyway. The other topic that I wanted to mention is when you go to buy a classic car, okay, you never, ever, ever tell the car owner, can I road test it? No. That is really, really rude. Never say that. Is it break time? No, not yet.
No, but we have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, George. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
I just wanted to make a couple of comments about issues regarding cars. First things first, I want to send my condolences out to the families of the 12 Marines out there. You guys probably heard, but a couple of helicopters they were training out there on the North Shore, and I believe they collided into each other.
Mm-hmm.
Or something happened, and they went down in the ocean. So, you know, I definitely want to send my condolences out to. I mean, many of those soldiers were in their 20s and 30s, and several of them were leaving behind, young families. And another thing, this is an election year. Everybody knows, we're voting for a new commander-in-chief, and we're also voting for a new mayor. And, I like the fact that you brought up that Caldwell said he would fix all the potholes, and what a surprise that that's not true, right?
That's right.
And it's terrible because I live in town and I drive on the roads, and the roads are in such despair.
Mm-hmm.
I drive on Cam Highway in Pearl City, and that has to be the worst road I've ever driven on before.
Yep.
And the rail is just draining all the money from the city, and I really hope the voters speak up and put in a new leader of the city in there.
Yeah, Honolulu really needs one.
Yes, that's right. I mean,
you make promises, you gotta keep it. But how many politicians have kept their word?
Well, and again, like I brought it, I talked with you a couple of maybe of last year. Hawaii has the lowest voter turnout in all the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
It was made national news on CNN in the last election in I believe 2012.
Yep, I wonder why.
You look at these other states, especially in the Midwest. Those people in Iowa, Pennsylvania, they really get out and vote.
Oh yeah, they get involved.
I'm not gonna vote.
Yeah.
I don't know any issues over here. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the people don't care, the politician is going to be, I'll get in, I'll do this, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
never happens.
Nothing's gonna change unless, the populace
yep.
get out there and voice their opinions and thoughts.
Yep.
And I think it's great that your talk show puts a focus on that, because, not too many talk shows nowadays, locally, does that. Nationally, they have a lot, but not here in the state.
Yeah, because the local mentality is no make noise, you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, yes. I mean, yeah, I've seen that personally at my job.
Yep.
Yep, that's right. Okay, thanks, George.
Thank you. Aloha. Okay.
Now you want to go to a break?
Okay.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great, and I again want to send my condolences out. As you know, I was in the Marine Corps, and I was a helicopter crew chief, so I feel, you know, the pain, because it's like those training accidents. You're at nighttime, you're flying in the dark. You know, it's a rough life, but, you know, it's what guys volunteer to do. Anyway, you were talking about the elections. I have a simple suggestion. Move the election the day before the national election. Because what happens in Hawaii is we watch the news from all the states, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see the election results, and then you go, oh, it's already decided. Hey, I don't need to vote. Even though you don't realize that you have to vote for the local. But I know I've had people tell me that. And I go, yeah, but what about the local election? Ah, it ain't going to make a difference. I don't care. And, you know, everybody has that mentality, right? One vote doesn't count. But you don't understand. One vote does count. And
it's sad, Bob. It's so sad, the mentality over here. So sad.
But, yeah, and, you know, it's again, I hate to keep saying the culture, but it's the culture.
Yep.
You know, everybody just says, oh, it is what it is, you know. And I really believe the people that vote are the people that work for the government.
That's right.
Because you're going to vote, hey, we're all the same.
To keep your job.
You say, we all vote our interest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If somebody was running for office and says, I'm going to make sure every bass player on the island gets $2,000 a gig, who do you think I'm voting for?
That guy.
Exactly. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not worried about, well, where's the money coming from? I don't care. I'm getting my $2,000. You know, I mean, people lie. And look, and then the last thing is, this state, this is how the state works. Years I said they should have a lottery. Why? Because it gives people hope, believe it or not. For 1 week, you buy your dollar ticket, and you think you're going to win, and you're happier. You know, you go through the week. Now, I'm not saying spend your rent on it, but now what? The billion-dollar lottery, the state sees how much money, and now they go, oh, you know, maybe we should have a lottery now. Because why? We can get more money to spend on ourselves that, you know, we'll say we'll put it in the schools, because that's what they all say. And it won't go there. Okay, I got it all out. Thank you. Have a great day, everybody. And as always, take care of your car, and it'll take care of you. We'll see you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Wayne from Kapolei.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, George. I wanted your opinion concerning two-wheel drive vehicle versus all-wheel drive vehicle. Or, you know, normal street driving, potholes notwithstanding.
Okay. All-wheel drive, number one, is only one wheel in the front and one wheel in the back that has power. Okay? When they say all-wheel drive, everybody assumes that both front tires and both rear tires will have power.
Yeah.
No. One and one.
Does it make any difference?
It eats up more gasoline.
Oh, it eats up more gas.
Yeah.
And does it improve any performance or anything?
If you're in snow.
Huh?
If you're driving in snow.
Oh, snow.
Yeah.
Fat chance of that here.
Yeah, fat chance.
Yeah.
So, for Hawaii, I recommend just the regular two-wheel drive.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Also, you know, in the past, if I remember correctly, you used to recommend that if when you buy a new car, that one of the first things you do is change the battery?
Yes.
Do you still?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because the higher amp battery saves the alternator, saves the starter, but most of all, gives you better gas mileage.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Also, too, where can you get the BG44K?
What do you want to use that for?
Put it in a gas.
You know that's poisonous?
Huh?
That is highly poisonous.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. That's why I'm asking what you want to use that for.
You know, a long time ago, I thought you were saying that that was good for, you know, putting in the gas.
Until we saw the bees die.
Huh?
Until we saw the bees on the tree drop off dead.
You mean from the what, exhaust?
Yes.
Oh. So you don't recommend it anymore?
No.
Oh.
Because the atmosphere, the environment, has enough going against it without adding to it.
Okay. But did it improve performance?
It did improve the performance, but we found that the ethanol is 100 times better than a BG44K because the ethanol cleans the atmosphere.
Okay.
And also cleans and does the same thing that the BG44K does, but does better.
Oh. Okay, well. Okay, thank you very much, George.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Okay, so anyway, that's the confusion people have. You know, yeah, in the old days, we didn't really test. But now we test to try to save the world and clean the environment. Additives into the gas does poison the air. Okay? And we've discovered that using ethanol makes the air cleaner, saves the world, and doesn't do any of what the so-called mechanics are saying that it damages. I say again and again, folks, prove it to me. Show me that ethanol is the one that damages small engines, boat engines, everything that they're saying it does. I really want to see it. Honestly, I want to see any mechanic prove to me that ethanol damages what they say it damages. I don't get it. I don't know how people can make accusations without proof. Okay? I know there's a shop in Kaka'ako that claims that ethanol damages injectors and it makes it black and damages fuel pumps. It makes it all black. I want to see what kind of ethanol he's talking about. Because all the tests and demonstrations I've done all over the islands, from Kauai to the Big Island, the ethanol burns super clean. No black. No black smoke. No black residue left over. So, you know, I would really appreciate if these mechanics can prove to me that the ethanol is bad. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see how they prove it. You know, and I know they're going by, well, that's the last thing the oil company put into the gas, and ever since then we've been having problems. No. How do you know that? It's the last thing they put into the gas, but that's not what's causing it. It's the low octane. Because when they were told they had to add ethanol to the gas, they went to the state and asked the state if they could be allowed to lower the octane. Yes, this is true. And the state okayed it. Go lower it. Now, if you the people would read your car manual, it says in there, do not run fuel below 92 or below 87. Severe engine damage will occur. Who reads the book? You only read the book when it's damaged. Okay? So, anyway.
We have Roy on the line.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, George. Thanks for yesterday. Big surprise, yeah?
What's that?
On my big surprise on my mileage yesterday.
Oh.
I told you I usually put gas at about 215, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday I just let them run and I came up with 268.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's like 50 something miles more on drive yesterday on what I had. And
what did you do?
Huh? What's that?
What was the cause of the better mileage?
Oh, I hate to tell everybody what it is because, you know, that's my secret, but now it was ethanol.
People don't believe. Now that they're hearing you say that, the local mentality is, he was just told to say it.
I tell you,
the local people is something else.
Yeah. But I noticed the thing ran a little bit more smooth, too.
It does, I know.
Yeah.
But people are not believing you.
Yeah. And you know what kind of gas I had in there, too, on top of that?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it was, but I was in kind of shock. You know, it still made a difference.
I know.
But I was surprised. I mean, I like it, so I like to... But, yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
I'm not sure if I'm making it down to the shop today, but hopefully tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'll drop by.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Roy. Okay, now I think it's break time. Wanda's on the phone though. So, whatever. Anyway, get involved, folks, please. There's only one Hawaii in the world. Please get involved. Election year. Break time? No? Yes? I don't know. The clock's not reading right. Yep, it's break time.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expect at least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, here's another announcement on Hondas and Acuras. There is a recall on airbag inflator recalls, okay? On the Hondas, the ones that are affected is the 01 to 05 Civics, 01 to 07 Accord, 02 to 06 CRV, 03 to 11 Element, 02 to 04 Odyssey, 03 to 08 Pilot, 06 Ridgeline. Okay? On the Acuras, the vehicles affected is 03 to 06 Mary Donnell X-ray, MDX, 02 to 03 TL, 05 RL, 03 CL. So those are being on the, they're on the list of recalls. So if you have any of those, call the dealer and take in it. Okay? Now the potholes that's on the road, we see it because we're in the repair industry. It's damaging tires. The tires get damage inside, internal damage from hitting potholes. And it causes a bulge. And my son Todd calls it, the tire is pregnant. So, you ladies, you know what that looks like.
You know, I have a, or I had a lease car that barely made it the 3 years just because of the roads that I was driving in. It was falling apart. And I asked you, is it covered under the warranty? And you told me, no, that's wear and tear.
That's right. Warranty is for defect, Wanda. It's manufactured defect. But it is not manufactured defect because the manufacturer didn't say you could go four-wheeling and go into potholes and run over curbs and all of that stuff. See? It's damaging. Damaging is not warranty.
And it was pretty sad because you know how you lease a car and you can go, I think, something like 36,000 miles in the 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was only, I want to say, 25,000 miles.
Well, you got to thank your terrific mayor. He does a good job.
And it's too bad, too. You know, you had a caller, but they have to think about it, whether they want to go on the air to say this. But it was basically something about the mayor meeting with his budget committees and saying that if they don't help him with the rail, he's going to raise property taxes. So they did that 5-year extension on the excise tax or something. I'm not sure.
You know, they got to hang him. Honestly, they got to hang him because the senior citizens that are on fixed income that can barely make it, how are they going to pay higher property tax? Where the heck is his brain? Come on, folks. You vote for him. It's your fault. I mean, think about the seniors and the children. Okay? Your mom and dad thought about you and brought you up. Now you got to think about them. It's really sad. This rail, if it cannot be done right, then stop it. Plain and simple. If you don't have the money to do it, then don't do it. It's like going out and saying, well, I want to buy that big yacht. Well, I don't have the money. Let's charge it to the people of Hawaii so I can have it. That's not right. You have to do what is right. You take an office, whether it's city council, mayor, president, whatever. You take an oath to help the people. Not to rip them off with more taxes. Folks, you gotta call that mayor and tell him, hey, Oregon has no property tax to seniors. What's up with this? More and more states are doing that. They're not charging property tax to seniors. Because look at it, folks. Come on. Seniors have a fixed income, Social Security. They can't afford any more expenses. It's hard enough to buy food. It's expensive. I don't know. I'm here chirping away and nobody's listening. It's sad. It's so sad. And it's getting worse and worse. You're not getting involved with the Maui A&B sugar people going out, losing their jobs. You know, put yourself in their place. How would you feel? Always put yourself in their place and see how you feel. Okay? Anyway, let's get rid of safety check because they are doing it wrong. They're hustling for no business. Several customers have come in to see my son Todd and told him that they don't pass safety check because their struts need to be replaced. And they're quoting them $3,000 to change the struts. Well, Todd checks it. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, you women, they pick on you because they feel that you don't know. Well, a lot of women go in and see Todd, and he checks it out, and he said, no, there's nothing wrong with your car. And they go off and go look for another safety check station. But you see, they have to pay the $20 up front, and then they have to go again pay another $20 to find, you know, if they're all doing the same thing, what's up with that? I don't know. A lot of people just turn around and say, I'm going to donate the car and I'm going to call Maui Toyota and go buy a new car. That's fine. But, you know, this thing is getting more and more worse. So if it cannot be done right, it's not being enforced, then get rid of it. The dark tint windows is illegal. But you see policemen with it. How can it be illegal if the policeman has illegal tents. Okay? One customer told me, the policeman pulled her over because of dark tints. And she looked at his car. It was darker than hers. How you do that?
They're above the law.
Oh, yeah, right. They're above the law. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my good friend Major Moore. He was going off and complaining about how lazy the policemen are today. And they are. They are. So, anyway. I don't know. It's up to you, the people. Because this place called Hawaii is your home. Do something. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay. Now, another thing is on the safety belt, the seat belts. It should be optional and up to the person, because the government is not supposed to tell them that you have to wear a seatbelt, you have to wear a helmet, you have to do this, you have to do that. That is communism. If you're not affecting anybody but yourself, they cannot tell you to do things like that. Okay? So, anyway, who's on?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George.
How are you?
Oh, good, sir. Celebrating another day of living.
Good.
Yeah. George, I've come to the big earth-shaking conclusion that unless there is a two-party system, at least in this town, they're just going to keep on going and going and going. George, you see, there's just like no shame in raising the property taxes again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love it? The education guy says, why don't you raise the excise tax 1%?
Mm-hmm.
Then we can have more money for the schools.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and on and on. And, it's a matter of time before I check out of here, but...
It's sad. Rob, it's so sad.
Jeez, George.
You know, how can you do things if you can't afford it? If you can't afford the darn rail, why do it?
George, and you look at... Oh, my God, I'm so glad I can't see it and I don't have to go down there. All that stuff they're building down there in Kaka'ako.
Yep, it's all illegal. And nobody's listening.
And these funny commercials, like that one guy, I don't know if that's Kimo Kahuano or some guy like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get the golden voice says, oh, you know, people think they can't afford it. and then it starts at $600,000, right?
Yep.
For what are you going to get? A little studio up in the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think about the young people, George, that are just married or want to get married and have a family. And what are you thinking? Oh, let's see now. I can get if I qualify, which is highly doubtful, and we can go take and build our little family up in one of those concrete boxes up in the sky. But hey, we'll have a great view. I mean, think about it. Just break it all down. I can't believe that local people are really flooding into those
stupid
buildings. I can't believe that.
Yep. You know what is affordable units supposed to be sold at, Rob?
Oh, yeah. They mentioned that too, by the way, George. Go ahead.
Okay. I know this for a fact because Ariyoshi appointed me as a board of director for HCDA when we first started it. Okay, we made the rules. Affordable is the contractor, that developer, has to sell the unit at cost, costs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They're not being sold at costs.
You can't possibly be that. Yeah.
Okay? And yeah, that's illegal. They're doing everything illegal.
Right.
So, I don't know.
And you know that they have so padded all those politicians.
Oh, yeah.
Running that town. I mean,
they need to be audited. Everybody needs to be audited.
I just wish that people that are, you know, voting, I mean, come on, look at this stuff. Think about it. Think how it's affecting you, your families, your kids to be, you know, and on and on.
Yep. It's so sad, Rob. It's so sad.
So, you know, it's up to the people, George. It always comes back to that. And if they're just going to roll over, well, you get
yep.
what you get.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Okay. Thanks, George.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my boy.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and you can give us a call. We're running out of time, but hurry up. It's 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway. Yes, I know about Kakaako. I was one of the first on that ACDA. And the rules have changed a lot, folks. It's not supposed to, but it's changed. So, one of them was on the affordable housing. They came out and changed it to reserve housing. So a lot of the local people thought, oh, that's not for me. That's reserved. So they never went up and bought it. Anyway, so much corrupted stuff. And, you know, that's so sad, so really sad. And I see so many senior citizens moving to Oregon. And I'm telling you as a fact, folks, because they tell me, hey, move. It's cheaper in Oregon. No, this is my home. Okay, who's next?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George, how's it?
Okay.
I'm coming for ethanol this week. But I went to Wamanalo the other day, but my neighbor went to Koba Nursery, and talked with the guy, gave about 11 acres. He said the future, they like build homes all in there.
What?
Yeah. You go subdivision already there.
Hmm.
They got all the plant, the grass and stuff, right next to Rocky Road 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big area. It's sad when I heard that.
And
he told his friend, Wagler Farm, his friend said, you go give in because they're going to give you plenty of money for the
mm-hmm.
property, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know Wamana is just grow sugar cane before.
Yeah, you know the thing that people are not looking at is, okay, let's take for instance, you put houses on every ag land and no ag land.
Yep.
Where's people going to work?
I know.
Yeah, you got a house. Well, how are you going to pay for it? From heaven?
Right.
You know, these politicians have, I don't know if they have brains.
Is it because these guys, they want to collect property taxes? That's why they want to keep building homes and homes? And
yeah, that's what it's about. But property tax, you know, they got to go to Oregon, you know? And yeah. Like I emailed Carol Fukunaga about Oregon, and, you know, she's the one that has brains and said, oh, that sounds good. She's going to research Oregon and how they do it. So they don't have to charge seniors property tax. Now, that's a good politician. Most of them, they ignore it. So, I don't know.
Rob brought out a good point.
Yeah.
One-party system, they're going to do what they like, you know.
Well, one-party, two-party, whatever. A good friend of mine, Dave Hagino, he was a representative. And he's a Democrat. The Democrats pulled him in the corner and threatened him to do everything their way or else. And he told them, screw you guys, I quit. And that's what they're doing. So it doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, or what, they pull you in the corner and they threaten you. That's not right. The best way to do this, kick all of them out. Start new.
No, I try to do what I can.
You know, because I can tell you for a fact that you can take somebody who is homeless and he can do a darn better job than Iggy.
Right, right.
Look at Bernard Akana. He knew nothing about anything. Yeah. When he was elected mayor of Hilo, he was the best mayor Hilo ever had. He went to all the workers, not the supervisors. The workers, and asked, what do you think I should do? And the workers told him the whole thing, and he made it better. But they didn't like it.
Right.
You know, the guys who was getting the cream and the gravy didn't like the idea.
Everybody's getting paid big money. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but he saved Hilo a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's up to the people, like I say, you know?
Right.
Because they voted him.
You know, if you build an ethanol plant, it's clean. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's clean. But there's a lot of people out there that have no knowledge that criticizes that it's no good. Sad.
You know, that's why I like leave, but I cannot. Everything's here that I like.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Take care.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, it's time again, and I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, take care of each other. Vote. Get involved and do something. Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha. Sanctions on Iran now.